Parshas Korach. So I want to share some insights that I had from my crazy trip this week. As some of you know, I was supposed to come back a week ago, and I got stuck. My flight got canceled, and I had a very interesting experience in Eretz Yisrael, and then leaving Eretz Yisrael, I went through Egypt, and I said this morning when we did Halal, I had a lot of kavanah when I said B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, yeah, because that's how I left. We left that at Sharm el Sheikh. Anyways, just some thoughts on the Parsha, and we'll talk about the trip and how it relates. So Korach comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's got some issues. He's got issues with leadership. He's got issues with Moshe Rabbeinu. And you look at Chazal, they say, Rashi brings this down, that he came to Moshe with a beged that was full of tcheles, and he said, does a beged of tcheles need tzitzis? So Moshe says, of course. So he says, he made fun of Moshe. He says, what do you mean? The whole thing is tcheles. The whole thing, you see the whole idea of it. Why do you need, the whole thing's made up. You're making all this stuff up. So I want to just focus on this specific chazal, this specific mimer of the beged that's full of tcheles, and how this relates to Korach, and how this relates to our current times, and how we can mamash sometimes have a skewed perspective of the way we see things, and not to be like Korach and do those, make those mistakes. So the thought that I had with the beged tcheles is that, so tcheles is a, if you look at the royal, in previous times, the royalty wore the tcheles. That was a beged that was worn by royalty. It was an expensive, had to be dyed individually. Like you had giant full robes of tcheles, which are very, very expensive. The idea is that this is reserved for royalty. And in fact, in some of the societies, commoners were not allowed to wear tcheles because it was considered like an affront to royalty. So the idea of a beged that's tchula tcheles is that somebody, yeah, like in Korach's Madrego, where he was on a very high Madrego. Korach was from the Shevet Levi, he was a leader, and he took the idea of the whole concept of the tcheles is that you're supposed to look up to Shemayim, we see the blue sky, you remember Hashem, right? The whole thing we had in last week's Parsha with the Parshas of Tzitzis. So Korach took that whole thing, and he didn't, the idea of the Tzitzis is that whatever beged you're wearing, the strings are the connection to Hashem, to remember Hashem. Zechartem is kol mitzvos Hashem, right? That's the idea of the strings. That's the idea of the beged itself is what you wear for yourself. The beged is your own protection, is your own beged, right? He took his own beged and he put royalty in it. He put his own chashivas into it for himself. And he says, I don't need tzitzis on that. I'm only focused on myself. I'm not focused on the tzibur. I'm not focused on the klal. I'm focused on my own self, my own gaiva. That is the idea of not taking in perspective his own, his own connection for Hashem, for the tzitzis, for the reisa moisa, zechartem is kol mitzvos Hashem, but it's all about focus on himself. And sometimes you can really see this, just to relate what we saw this past week. So I was in Eretz Yisrael when the war broke out, when Israel, we heard the news that Israel attacked Iran. I was in Yerushalayim, and there was an air raid siren in the middle of the night. We all got a message. They have the app. They have the sirens. Everybody runs into the shelter downstairs. And we didn't know what's going on. We saw the news. Israel attacked Iran. And mamash, the first thing I'm thinking is, this has to happen when I'm here. This is crazy. Mamash, crazy. This is like crazy stuff. This is historic. And here we are. The siren was only to warn us about the seriousness of the consequences with that. There was no attack. There was nothing like that. We all ran downstairs. We came up. Anyways, the day was fully quiet. Nothing happened that day. It was mamish, mamish quiet. That night, we had a beautiful Shabbos. We made Kiddush. We had a Shabbos Suda. We had dessert. Right when we were finishing dessert, sirens went off. We ran into the shelter, and as happened four times. We, middle of the night, we had to wake up. We ran into the shelter after that, and there was somebody in the shelter. So some people brought their phones in. There was somebody who, there was a guy who was not from. He had his phone. Maybe he just was nervous and he was matter himself to take a phone in. And the pachar, what he was saying, he was looking at his phone, he was looking at the news. He said that Tel Aviv is destroyed. He said there's buildings falling down. He said they hit the Kirya, they hit the the Israeli, the defense headquarters. He said they hit, they're hitting all the big buildings there. He said Tel Aviv looks like a disaster. I'm mamash thinking, like, this is a mamash a pachar. Like, we're hearing news that, like, the Iranians are striking Israel and mamash destroying it. And like, it's Shabbos, we can't really get the news. We don't know what's going on. And like, our tafkid is to be safe, go down to the safe room when there's missiles, and it's Shabbos, and enjoy Shabbos. So, but it was mamash a pachad hearing that news, and I'm like thinking, you know, Hashem has been protecting us all along. Hashem has been saving us all along. You look at the last couple of campaigns. The last time is the Iranians sent missiles, and every single one wasn't a single casualty, and how they destroyed Hezbollah, and how they got, like, the Nisib and Inflois that happened in the last, you know, 2 years. And like, how do you have this happen now? This is, it was, I was trying not to be depressed. It's Shabbos. But I said, that's it. You know, it's out of my control. My tafkid is to go down when there's sirens and enjoy the rest of Shabbos. Anyways, we heard the news Matzah Shabbos that yes, and I'm not trying to minimize and downplay that there were terrible casualties, terrible destruction. But the thought of like thousands and thousands of casualties and deaths versus, you know, just there were a few. But like it was Baruch Hashem minimal, because people ran to the shelters and a lot of them were intercepted, and like the whole perspective changed when I got a chance to really see the news, and I said, Hashem is still protecting us, Hashem is still saving us. And first night when we heard the sirens, the first night that I heard what was going on, like everyone was nervous, everybody was like, what's going on? I pulled out a Tehillim, I opened up to Kapitel Samach Dalet. Okay, and like this is crazy because this is Mamash speaking of today's times. He says, Shema Alekim kol sichi mipachar oyev titzer chayi. He says, from the dread of the enemy, preserve my life. Save them, he says, those who have sharpened their tongue like the sword and drawn their arrow. Like you think about the missiles flying, right? They shoot and they're unafraid, right? Yareh v'le yiru. This is Mamash talking about today's day. And you just, it's kedai to open up to Kapitel Samach Dalet and read this. David HaMelech says, "Vayirim elokim chetz pisam hayim akoisim." He says, and what's a chetz pisam, right? You think about hypersonic missiles. That's what the Iranians were shooting down. You had a minute and a half from when they came from Iran to go into the shelter. Well, you know, so these are hypersonic missiles they were shooting. But that was their downfall. They were shooting at Eretz Yisrael. They're shooting at us. And Hashem is protecting us. And then he ends, everybody saw, they realized what Hashem did and how Hashem saved us. And then he says, the tzaddik, yismach tzaddik b'Hashem v'chosavoy. The tzaddik will be gladdened by Hashem because he saved him. And he seeked refuge in him. V'yishalo kol yishrei lev. And all those who are upright in heart will be glorified. So you see that only people who see this, they see the Yad Hashem and they see the Nisim, they're the ones who are going to be glorified. You can see all this going on and totally be oblivious to it. That's what I think is so strong from this whole thing that happened. How I think it's incumbent upon us to see the Yad Hashem, how he really, really saved us. You look how not a single Israeli air fighter jet was down. All the pilots did their missions. They came back, and not a single one was captured. And can you imagine, chas v'shalom, if you would have had a pilot that was captured in Iran? Never, crazy. But not a single one, and they destroyed all the reactors. And then Trump came and destroyed whatever was on the ground also. It's mamish nisim and aflois. But the point is, you have to see it and appreciate it. That's what David HaMelech is telling us at the end, to see it and appreciate it and realize what happened. I was on the rooftop in Western Yerushalayim, and you mamish, when you heard the sirens come, before the sirens came, there was a warning that there might be missiles coming. And on the porch, we can see, you know, beautiful view of the West. We saw the Iranian missiles coming in. We saw the Iron Dome shooting them down. And like, I have this on video, you know, I mamish got it. Like, you see the missiles coming in and being shot down. And it's like, you see this happening in real time. And then sometimes you hear the siren, you got to run down if they're shooting towards Yerushalayim. It was mamish crazy. But my point is that we have to see the Nisim and Inflois. We have to appreciate the Nisim and Inflois that Hashem does for us every day. And you can miss that whole thing. And you look at a guy like Korach. So Korach is focused on himself. He's focused on his beget tchelis, his gaiva, right? He missed the whole part of Reisim is called Mitzvah Hashem. He missed out on looking at just the tzitzis part itself and appreciating Hashem for everything that he's done for him, that everything that he has and all the things that he's done. The mice, the Kriyas Yamsov, the Ten Makas, he saw the whole thing in Mitzrayim. He saw the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim. He witnessed all the Nisim and Afloys. So Korach was only focused on himself. He missed out on the whole appreciation of the Nisim and Afloys that Hashem did. Of course he saw it, but he didn't internalize and appreciate it. And I think today's day and age, this is what we're living through right now. We just saw Nisim and Afloys. I personally saw them. I felt it. I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I saw it happening in front of my eyes. But if we don't come back and say, oh, okay, there's a peace treaty now. They made a ceasefire. Goodbye to Giganga and everyone back to your regular work. If you don't take a step and appreciate Reisim is called Mitzvah Hashem and appreciate that, you're missing the whole boat. And that's the lesson. Don't be like Korach v'Adasai. It's a law to be like him. Don't just be totally oblivious to the reality of what just happened in appreciation of Hashem, of how he saved us and what he does for us and all the goodness that he does for us, and think about ourselves. Have a wonderful Shabbos.